get mad and turn everyone into a bubblehead. The thing to do is to learn for real. Learn things that provide results despite education's faults. There is something rotten within this state of school, and that is just not very cool. They should teach you programming and digital art. Doing anything else is not very smart. And it is all about being smart, because we're all stuck in poverty and we need a better start. So get Krita and buy a pen and tablet. And art, art, until you become smart. If you must practice first because the thing keeps coming out cursed, start with your own selfie and set your creative powers free. Here's a good piece of advice. Practice until you feel comfort capturing eyes, because as bobbleheads go, that is all you really need to know. It is up to you if you start with lovely people first, or bobblehead all the worst. Though you should know that you may be able to fix a bully with art. Seeing kindness will often make them find a better start. But you should definitely do the teachers, so pay good attention to all their features. If Mrs. Shkovit asks you, "Are you counting my enormous moles?" just say, "Yes, that's one of my goals." Paint her caricature and put a fair price on the t-shirts you print out, and make every dollar count. And when they accuse you of being immature, just ask, "Are you sure?" And then surprise her with a 3D printed bobblehead and tell her its nickname is Bonehead. Because a teacher that does not encourage art, by definition, is not very smart. Whether you learn Ender, Blender, and Krita, it's up to you. But the more you know, the closer you are to the next breakthrough. 2D painting and 3D modeling, as in learning for real, is a very big deal. Pretending to learn by cramming for tests can only line the pockets of greedy pests. If you think you love art so much that you face failure and such, then you are in great luck. Because now you can make a movie about how you got unstuck. That is what broken schools do. They make you stuck in a kind of smelly glue. Incompetent people destroyed high school. Thus, if you let it, it may turn you into a tool. You have to escape all efforts at crushing you, because you need a real education too. If you make a secret documentary about fake education, you can absolutely astonish and move a nation. But even better than that is a series of programs that expose the fake everything from crappy textbooks to dumbed down exams. Make the principal fear your film crew. Make his stomach churn and turn at the sight of you. And oh my gosh, keep on filming. Keep exposing all the inauthenticity until you fix not just yours, but every city. Whether you have a 4.0 or barely pass, know that graduation does not make for greener grass. In fact, mostly fake graduation has the power to undo even your greatest aspiration. Bottom line is that fake or broken schools can only manufacture broken tools. Fake schools can only make for fake graduations. Ergo, cramming for useless tests does not deserve congratulations. You need to face this fact, and you need to act. You can't just blow 4 years on half-memorized formulas you will never use and a worthless diploma, as that is little more than having spent them in a freaking coma. You need to independently reach out for real education, even if just by constantly listening to great books with fine narration. Real education-wise, it is the least you can do. It is best that you rise. And art is about rising straight off the bat, thus the most beautiful form of doing just that. It won't be about any one of your works in particular, but about the fact that each and every one of them was extracurricular. That's how broken schools are. It is not about the piece of paper, but burning it brightly like a star.